Bedtime Bites presents The Moon and Me, A Bedtime Journey. Finley yawned and stretched his little arms high above his head. It was bedtime, and the sky outside his window was growing dark. But tonight felt different, somehow magical. As Finley's mom tucked him into bed, she whispered, "Look out the window, sweetie. The moon is especially bright tonight." Finley peeked out and gasped. The moon wasn't just bright, it was enormous. And was it winking at him? "Good night, Finley," his mom said, kissing his forehead. "Sweet dreams." But as soon as she left the room, Finley heard a soft, silvery voice. "Sst! Finley, want to go on an adventure?" Finley rubbed his eyes. The moon was talking to him. "Me?" Finley whispered back. "But I'm supposed to be sleeping." The moon chuckled. "Don't worry, we'll have you back before anyone notices. Ready?" Before Finley could answer, his bed began to float. Up, up, up it went, right out the window and into the starry night sky. "Whoa!" Finley giggled, holding tight to his blanket as they soared higher. "First stop," the moon announced. "The Cloud Kingdom." They glided through puffy white clouds that tickled Finley's nose. Cloud people waved hello, offering him pillows made of the softest, fluffiest clouds he'd ever felt. "These are perfect for sweet dreams," the moon explained. Next, they visited the star nursery, where baby stars twinkled and giggled. Finley helped rock them to sleep, singing a lullaby his mom often sang to him. As they floated on, Finley met the Dreamweaver, a kind old owl who spun colorful threads into beautiful dreams. "Would you like to help?" the owl hooted. Finley nodded eagerly, carefully weaving golden threads into a dream about flying on the back of a friendly dragon. Their final stop was the Midnight Meadow, where flowers bloomed only at night. Finley helped the snooze bees collect sleep dust from the nodding blossoms. "This dust helps everyone fall asleep," the moon explained, "even the most stubborn little ones who insist they're not tired." Finley yawned, suddenly feeling very sleepy indeed. "Time to head home," the moon said gently. As they floated back to Finley's bedroom, the moon spoke again. "Remember, Finley, bedtime isn't just about sleeping. It's a magical time when your mind can go on amazing adventures in your dreams." Finley's bed settled softly back in place, and he snuggled down into his covers. "Thank you for the adventure, Moon," he murmured sleepily. "You're welcome, little one," the moon replied. "Sweet dreams." As Finley drifted off to sleep, he smiled, excited for the wonderful dreams awaiting him. And from that night on, he never minded bedtime again, for he knew that each night brought the promise of new adventures, whether in the sky with his friend the moon, or in the colorful world of his dreams. The end.